to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can be doing to help. This week, we're talking all about how we can live a sustainable life. One thing we can do to generate our own energy is use solar panels. Very topical coming into this June bank holiday weekend. I chatted to Robert Stringer from Energia after their research showed that Wicklow is one of the sunniest counties in Ireland.
Energia conducted an analysis of the counties with the most sunlight hours, with Wicklow scoring highly, coming in third on the list with 1,345 sunshine hours annually, just behind Wexford in first place and Waterford in second, and ahead of Cork and Sligo rounding out the top five. So these are the counties that can generate the most solar energy based on sunlight hours, but it's important to remember that solar energy can still be generated all the way across the country, even on cloudy days. Electricity generated by solar PV systems produce less carbon emissions per unit of electricity than electricity imported from the grid. In addition, a solar PV system adds value to your home, as well as improving the BER rating. Plus, electricity generated by your solar PV system can be exported back to the grid and you'll receive a payment for each unit exported. Energia currently offers a CEG rate of 24 cent, one of the highest rates available. For more information, please visit energia.ie/solar.
I also chatted to Leo Donovan, CEO of We Ireland, to find out how people can dispose of waste in their homes in a responsible way.
Now, what we have decided to do is, you'd be familiar with our blue battery boxes that we have for the recycling of the AA alkaline batteries and so on. And we've allowed people now to put their small disposable vapes into those blue battery boxes so that when we bring it back to our recycling facility, we can separate out the vapes and we can make sure that they're going for proper recycling. But yeah, that there is a hazard that, look, if we dispose of them in our refuse or in our recycling bin at home and so on, that, look, if that appliance gets crushed or damaged or the battery gets damaged, particularly a lithium battery, there's a risk of thermal runaway, and then there could be a fire, and that's not good for both the guy driving the truck or the recycling facility at the far end. So sort separation for all the right reasons, for the safety reasons, for the fire safety reasons, for the better the environment, and then most importantly the sustainability of the materials that we recover. Look, we're very reliant in Europe on critical raw materials coming in from outside of Europe. Yet they are in all the products. We're the biggest consumers of products in Europe that contain all these critical raw materials. So the EU have a new piece of legislation out now, which is requiring member states to make sure that 30% of the critical raw material requirement in Europe is extracted back out of these materials. So we want to get those electronic appliances back, no matter what they are and how small they are, to be able to be extract all those critical raw materials. And, you know, we see a lot of cabling around and people think, oh, like, what are those? You know, that does contain copper strips inside there, and there's some lovely metals that can be recycled as well as the plastic on the cable. So, yeah, everything from the cables around the house to, like, I am sure if anybody did a little research around their own home, they would come up with a box of old appliances that have been sitting there for many years. And that's what we're encouraging people to do, is to declutter all that hoarded electrical appliances, go up to the attic, go into the old shed and everything else, take all this material, that old drill that's been sitting there for many years, bring it back to your recycling centre or to your local electrical retailer, and we'll make sure it's recycled properly.
I guess final question, what would you say if you could give one key kind of piece of advice, a small lifestyle change that somebody listening in could take on in their personal life to help them recycle and be a bit more responsible, what would that one tip or lifestyle change be?
Yeah, I would have my own box, my recycling electronic box in the corner of the room or the shed or the garden or whatever else. And when an appliance comes to its end of life, throw it in there, and you'd be quite surprised in no time at all that box is full. And then when that box is full, then make that effort to go down to the CA site or back to your retailer. For sure, if your set of headphones suddenly breaks, you're not going to make an effort just purely for for that set of headphones, but then the toaster's gone, the hairdryer's gone, and a few other items are gone very quickly, along with all the electrical leads. Put them in that one box, and maybe by the end of the year, if you make that 1 year trip, de-cleansing, detoxing, or whatever you want to look at it, you've done your piece for an environment. I think that's one great life hack.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to check out our website, ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. And if you fancy winning €250, take 5 minutes to fill in a survey and have your say on what climate change and climate action topics you hear on the radio. You can find the link to the survey on our socials. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee. You can find out more on ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.